We released the maiden resource on Columba Discovery, first ever resource published on that property. It came in very, very nicely, right where we wanted it to be, 54 million ounces inferred at really good grade at 84 grams per ton. Nice high grade core to it when you look at a slightly higher cutoff. Our cutoff, by the way, was 150 grams, which is a very good cutoff to use because it's an actual mining cutoff. So it's already like a measure of potential of the economics.
Jim McDonald, Cootey Silver, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Pretty well.
Great. So let's talk about the news that just hit over the last, I want to say 24 hours or so. Work that out for me. What does that mean for you and the company? And let's start there.
Yeah, real big milestone. We released the maiden resource on Columba Discovery. First ever resource published on that property. It came in very, very nicely, right where we wanted it to be, 54 million ounces inferred at really good grade at 84 grams per ton. Nice high grade core to it when you look at a slightly higher cutoff. Our cutoff, by the way, was 150 grams, which is a very good cutoff to use because it's an actual mining cutoff. So it's already like a measure of potential of the economics. And so when you look at 284 grams and 54 million ounces, we've got quite a bit of high grade inside that higher grade at 250 gram cutoff. It's nearly 400 grams per ton and about 34 million ounces still. So that also bodes well for the future. If you get these zones that are real nice high grade, you might be able to sequence those in a mine plan earlier to get your capital payback quicker. But anyway, that's a long ways off. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got to update, keep drilling, make this resource bigger, and then head ourselves down some economic studies. But the early indications are really, really positive here.
Go back a little bit, about a minute there. How many ounces of silver do you have right now?
In Columba, 54.1 million ounces.
So you guys are really on your way to being a tier one asset here. So congratulations to you and congratulations to Cootey Silver and all of the shareholders here. So how are we going to, what does this mean in moving forward? How is this going to become a tier one asset? Because I'm assuming that's what you're going for.
Yeah, it's exactly what we're going for. So next steps are very simple and obvious. Keep drilling. All the zones that we've tested and that are in the resource are open to expansion, either deeper down dip, as we say, or laterally along strike, or both. So tremendous growth potential laying here. There's other veins that have a few holes in them that don't even fall in the resource yet that need to be followed up. And then veins that don't even have any holes in them yet. But the immediate focus will be just going on those veins that make up the resource right now and continue stepping out and defining the edges of what we already have because they're wide open. And one really exciting aspect of that is the principal structure so far is the D vein, 1,200 meters of length. We've tested approximately the top 250 meters of it, and especially on the western half. The eastern half is very lightly drilled. Much of it is too wide spacing for to pull into resources. So add holes there to add ounces. And then we've got one deep hole on that structure that doubles the depth potential. So just by going deeper, you have that potential right there, just laying there ready to go. So as an example of how much low-lying fruits, if you will, that we have here. So that'll be the immediate focus will be on getting into these veins and just finding the edges. We haven't even done that of what we already have.
Got it. Okay. So it sounds like then you're really on your way to getting 100 million ounces. Is that correct? Well, that's what is inferred, or that's what we can speculate on, correct?
Yes. That's been our thesis all along. We've got a vein district here that's got the scope for something to be in the order of 100 million ounces, or maybe even multiples of that. And so in addition to that, some very important things, the average width in all those veins was 5 to 6 meters true width. And it varies from sort of 1.5, 2 meters up to over 40 meters. Like on the D vein, there's areas there where you have true width of 40 plus meters. So these are incredibly good widths, and that's important from a mining aspect looking forward, because it really impacts your cost, your underlying cost. Wider the vein, the lower the cost, and you can lower your cutoff grade even in that case.
Right. So let's talk about, for all of investors that don't know, how are you going to, is this financed to drill out more here? Do you have cash in the bank to do this, or are you going to have to go through another raise?
Yeah, so we announced a raise on a day before yesterday of $12 million. Huge demand for it. We upsized it to just over 17 with a green shoe.
Wow.
And there was demand for approximately double that amount.
Wow. Okay, so you got a lot of cash in the bank, or will have cash in the bank to make this program happen then. Talk a little bit about then the politics of Mexico, because over the last couple of years, really, it was really open pit mining was severely restricted, to say the least, if you would. And it looks like things have really opened up over the past 8 months here, 9 months here. Talk about that and how you're positioned with the politics of Mexico there.
Yeah, so shifting attitudes for sure towards the mining industry. The last administration was pretty antagonistic towards it. This one is not. There's been tangible action, actually, positive action. There are other changes coming down the pipe. So we just have to treat them as rumor at the moment, but actual tangible action done, permits given. We've got all the drill permits. We've never had issues in Chihuahua, where Columbus sits. It's one of the best states to be in for mining. Very supportive. And so, yeah, quite a marked shift in attitude, which is quite welcome in the industry. And so we're pretty happy about that. And we hear that there's going to be more improvements coming down the line.
Okay. So it's really not going to be an issue for you guys, or really, you don't see any issues moving forward then?
No, not for us. And with regards to Columba, classic veins, it'll be an underground mine, so it's another advantage.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about the open pit permitting, but that should be, by any measures, it should have been a thing of the past right now. So anyways, so for people that are not familiar with, talk about who's around you, what are the major players around you? And then also talk about what infrastructure do you have, because it costs a lot of money to build a mine. It's all added cost when you're talking about power, roads, that sort of thing, or a mill. So talk about that.
Yeah, really well located. We're in northern Chihuahua State. It's basin and range geography. So you've got these wide plains and agricultural land, and then you've got these low mountain ranges. And so the project sits in one of these low mountain ranges. In fact, it's an old volcano, caldera, in fact. And we are a 3.5-hour drive from the international airport in the capital city of Chihuahua, Ciudad de Chihuahua. 3.5 hours to the edge of the project, 20 more minutes right into the heart of the project, and with power right to the base of the mountain. So, you know, excellent infrastructure, really well situated. Couldn't ask for much more without actually being in a producing mining district. And then where we sit is on the northern extension of the Sierra, famous Sierra Madre trend, geologically speaking. And to the north of us, about 100 kilometers, is the famous Bismarck mine owned by Peñoles. Is a big CRD deposit. About 50 or 60 kilometers to the northeast is the Cinco de Mayo discovery by Mag Silver. Huge CRD deposit there, sitting there, not developed yet. And then 30 kilometers to the north of the project is Nuevas Casas Grandes.
So you're right in the middle of a lot of different projects. So that's fantastic. What should investors be expecting and aware of as things come out through the summer months? And take us through the next 3 to 6 months about what investors should be paying attention to with you guys.
Yeah, so it's going to be drill, drill, drill. So we'll close the financing. We'll get the rigs going. There's a rig on site, in fact, already, and start drilling. And as stated earlier, all this low-hanging fruit, just step out from what you already have for starters, continue expanding on what we have, and continue drilling. So we've got 50,000 meters of drilling designed. The first approximately 30,000 meters will go right to that low-hanging fruit. And so that kind of program would double what we've done already.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic. So, Jim, if people are interested in the company, interested in the stock, how do they buy you? Where do they find more information?
Yeah, so our website is www.kootenaysilver.com. We trade on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol KTN and on the OTCQX in the U.S. under KOOYF.
Excellent. I will put all of this in the show notes below on the YouTube video, as well as the Apple and Spotify podcast. Jim, I want to thank you so much for your time. It sounds like there's some great things that are happening with Kootenay Silver just recently. Congratulations to you and the shareholders. And it looks like a lot of great news will be coming in over the next few to several months, really. So really, people need to be paying attention to you if they want a high leveraged silver play. All right, Jim, I want to thank you so much for your time and love to have you on again very shortly.
Yep. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.